This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are already several and will surely be many, many more lawsuits to come out of the leaded water crisis in Flint, Michigan. But while things might seem clear-cut from the outside, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports that those seeking compensation do have some challenges ahead.
Some class action lawsuits have already been filed, and today in Flint, several NGOs filed a suit against the city and the state of Michigan. The groups allege the government didn't fulfill its responsibility to provide clean water.
The city and state officials who were in charge here wrecked the pipes in Flint, and, you know, they must fix them.
Dimple Chowdhury is an attorney with the National Resources Defense Council, one of the groups suing. But these groups aren't asking for monetary compensation. Instead, they want the city to replace the lead service pipes and provide some medical monitoring.
It's not a suit that's seeking damages. We're asking a court to direct the city and state to undertake certain actions to make the drinking water safe. We can avoid some problems with sovereign immunity that other types of claims may run into.
That sovereign immunity is one of the reasons it will be hard for Flint residents to get compensated. Many of the local, state, and federal agencies people blame for all of this have immunity from lawsuits.
Well, in a situation like this, you would need to sue the water provider. And if the water provider happens to be a governmental entity, then that may limit your options.
John Fisk is a lawyer with Gomez Trial Attorneys who works on cases like Flint.
I'm not saying that we need to eliminate discretionary immunity because there is some important value to that to governmental entities all across the country.
But the fact that it's hard to sue the government means people have to come up with creative lawsuits. Washington, D.C. had its own problems with lead in the water about a decade ago.
My own kids were affected. I had very young toddlers at that point.
Lawyer Christopher Cole sued the public-private D.C. water company after finding out his son had lead in his system. But like the Flint groups, Cole and others settled for fixing the problem rather than asking for cash.
And the arguments they said to us is, well, if you got damages against us, all we're going to do is pass that along to the ratepayers. So you're taking money out of your own pocket.
Right now, residents of Flint are still stuck paying out of their pockets for water they can't drink and the medical costs of lead exposure now and in the long term. Cole's son developed a slight hearing loss, and Dad has always wondered if it was because of the early lead exposure.
He won't drink water out of the tap. None of my kids will, that's for sure.
The family has since left the city and always filters tap water. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.